Apollo astronauts and UFOs. Buzz Aldrin has been a controversial personality ever since he went to the moon as a NASA astronaut. The reason for this is the man wanted to tell us what really happened on the moon, and several times during interviews he gave us tantalizing clues to what he saw. Now an interview has come out which claims Aldrin told NASA what was really on the moon. It is said he had a communication from the moon with NASA in which he told people at NASA when he was questioning what was on the moon, and Houston told him not to worry and stick to the program. As Aldrin was trying to tell NASA what he was seeing, he was supposedly told by NASA they already knew about what he was seeing and he should go to the other side. The astronauts didn't give up. Neil Armstrong was also awestruck by what he had seen and made this known. Again, the astronauts demanded to know what they were seeing and were told to change the frequency on their radios. One of them was so excited he was telling NASA he saw a form of life. The others joined in. The frequency was changed and no more of the recording was intercepted. For years, everything that could be done to discredit Aldrin took place. He was called demented, crazy, and a lot of other things. The government's disinformation machine went into overdrive and zeroed in on Buzz. They say if you repeat something enough times, a lot of people will believe it. This is what happened to Aldrin. Some thought he was just doing it for publicity, while others thought he had lost it. There have been many others who also claim to have sighted UFOs on the moon. Sometimes they were seen by satellites or telescopes flying across the surface, and other times astronauts saw them, and even workers at NASA saw them on their monitors. Unfortunately for Aldrin, in his later years he sued his family and manager for fraud, and many took this as proof he indeed did have dementia, when in fact this had nothing to do with his state of mind when he was much younger and on the moon. The disinformation machine tried to get us to believe Aldrin never went to the moon, but had no way of answering the question of why or how this conversation with NASA took place if he didn't go. There has been a rumor going around for years that Neil Armstrong had answered a question put to him at a NASA symposium by a professor who wanted to remain anonymous, and the question was, what really happened out there with Apollo 11? Supposedly Armstrong answered it was incredible. Of course we had always known there was a possibility. The fact is, we were warned off of the moon by the aliens. There was never any question then of a space station or a moon city. The professor was said to ask what he meant by warned off, and Armstrong said he couldn't go into details, except to say their ships were far superior to ours both in size and technology. He said the UFOs were big and menacing. The professor followed up with wondering why NASA could have other Apollo missions after this, and Armstrong replied the reason was NASA was committed and didn't want to panic people on Earth, so they did a quick scoop and back. A former NASA communications system chief named Morris Chaitin confirmed the fact Armstrong had reported seeing UFOs on the moon. While Buzz Aldrin went to the moon on Apollo 11, Charles Pete Conrad went there on Apollo 12. His fellow astronauts were Richard Gordon and Alan Bean. Astronaut Alan Bean has made his views known about aliens. He doesn't believe aliens ever visited the Earth. The New York Post published an article about Apollo 12, and here is a quote from that article which came from Bean. "One of the reasons I don't believe they have been here is that civilizations that are more advanced are more altruistic and friendly, like Earth, which is better than it used to be, so they would have landed and said, 'We come in peace, and we know from our studies you have cancer that kills people, we solved that problem 50 years ago. Here's the gadget we put on a person's chest that will cure it. We will show you how to make it. Just like someday, say 1,000 years from now, when we can go to another star and see a planet, that's what we would do, because we will know how to cure cancer, cure birth defects, so we would teach them.'" As you can see, either the astronauts' feelings about what is on the moon is divided, it has been hidden somehow, or is disagreed with for unknown reasons. The Independent posted an article which refers to a lie detector test given to Aldrin, where he was asked if he saw aliens on the moon and answered in the affirmative, and his answer was determined to be true. Some of the Apollo astronauts had seen UFOs long before they became astronauts. In 1951, Cooper was flying a F-86 jet over West Germany when he saw some UFOs. He described them as metallic, up high with incredible maneuvering abilities. He testified before the United Nations about UFOs and said, "I believe that these extraterrestrial vehicles and their crews are visiting the Earth from other planets." Most astronauts were reluctant to discuss UFOs. "I did have occasion in 1951 to have 2 days of observation of many flights of them, of different sizes, flying in fighter formation, generally from east to west over Europe." He also is to have said during an interview that he has lived with a secret for many years, because this secret is imposed on all astronauts. He went on to say UFOs are caught every day on radar. When Eugene Cernan, an Apollo 17 astronaut, was asked about UFOs, he had a simple reply. He said he thought there was somebody else, some other civilization. It sounded like he went as far as he could without using the E word. That is extraterrestrial. It wasn't only Apollo astronauts who saw UFOs. Many astronauts from our other space programs such as Gemini and astronauts from shuttle missions and even some on the International Space Station along with foreign astronauts such as the Russians, have also reported seeing them. To believe otherwise at this point in time seems to be denying the reality of the fact we are not alone.